all that is Carmelo Anthony Friday at Jake's Food and Spirits at 3800 Walnut. And with that, we bring in MrDenverStiff.com, Andrew Feinstein from Denver Stiffs. How are you, Andrew?
Gentlemen, good evening. I'm just getting over the departure of Anthony Carter, but I'll get there. I'm getting through it.
Yeah. When is the Anthony Carter Ronaldo Balkman going away party?
Yeah, that one's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday
on a bus stop bench, I think.
Right.
Exactly. So look, the Knicks got what they want. Melo gets what he wants, but what's going to happen when Melo defers to Stoudemire for the third time on game-tying or game-winning shots and Stoudemire misses the third one in a row? Then is Melo going to be smiling and okay with everything? And then when do we start seeing those two bumping heads? No, I'm getting the last shot. No, I'm getting the last shot.
I'm not sure that'll happen. I mean, these guys have been friends for a long time. But sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. I don't know if you guys remember, I wrote a Carmelo Christmas carol right before Christmas, and the ghost of Christmas future was Isaiah Thomas, who came back to the Knicks to ruin the franchise. And that might just be happening right now. So
he's running a puppet regime, I think.
Amari's going to be the least of Carmelo's concerns. He should be much more concerned about Isaiah Thomas coming back.
What do you know about Christmas?
Me? It's just what I read in the newspaper, I guess.
There you go. Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com.
Andrew, do you like? I mean, you're a huge NBA fan. Do you like this buddy-buddy league that is what's become now, where all these guys love each other and hang out in the off season? It's really cut away from rivalries in this league, which let's rewind back to at least the 80s when everybody on the Bulls hated the Pistons. Everybody on the Celtics hated the Lakers. We don't have that anymore, do we?
I hate it, and I hate it for a different reason. I hate it from the perspective of a season ticket holder. When you went to a game in the 80s, almost every team, look, there are always a handful of garbage teams, but almost every team had one or two guys you couldn't wait to watch. You know, the Atlanta Hawks are coming to town. Oh, we got Dominique Wilkins. The Trailblazers are coming to town. We got Clyde Drexler. Now you got the Sixers with Charles Barkley. The Jazz with Karl Malone. The Rockets with Hakeem Olajuwon. You know, every team had one or two guys that made those tickets worth paying for. And as I wrote on DenverStiffs.com today, I didn't really even get into that component of it, but I'm not renewing my season tickets. I'm not going to support a failed system. I'm not going to do it. And on the other side of this lockout, when I hope they can limit this buddy-buddy system by limiting player movement and bring the prices to something that's reasonable to basketball fans, not bandwagoners who just want to be there, I will buy in and I'll be there for every game. But the system as it is doesn't work, and it enables this to happen. It doesn't prevent it. It enables it.
Yeah, Andrew, do you know a lot of other people that are canceling their tickets?
I'm getting, I don't want to use the word deluged because I'd be exaggerating, but I've gotten, let's just say, more than a handful of emails. Never mind the season ticket holders. Renaud, you and I had dinner with four of them on Sunday night.
We did.
And that table, we were 0-4, or actually 0-5, including me,
and these
as
aren't
far as people renewing tickets. And, you know, I love what Josh Kroenke and Masai Ujiri are doing. I love it. As a Nuggets fan, I love it. I love those guys. They're great guys. But I do think that Josh in particular, and I hope you ask him this when you get him on your show, they do have some answering to do about season tickets, because if the team's going to save millions of dollars, the team's not going to win as many games, and the NBA model as is broken, why should we have to pay premium seats now, for premium rates now? Why should the season ticket holders be penalized? And they're going to get a number of defections.
And, Andrew, our friends that we had dinner with Sunday night aren't spending $25 a pop in the 300 section.
No, not
at all.
Well, we'll certainly try to ask them. I don't think you'll get a single owner out there who would ever cop to, you know, probably a deficit in wins. As soon as an owner does that, maybe he shouldn't be the spokesperson for the team. But is it possible the Nuggets aren't going to be done dealing yet, at least leading into perhaps next season, if there is a 2011-2012 season? how much of what is now the current roster will be what you see opening day for next year?
You know, I have no intelligent answer to that question. What I can say is I hope that the guys that we brought in, who they introduced last night, which was an amazing moment as part of an incredible night, by the way. Last night was the most fun I've had as a season ticket holder all season. I hope they keep those four guys for the next 24 games. Let's see how they gel. Let's see how it works out. And at the end of the season, when the new rate card comes in and player salaries are cut by 30% and guaranteed contracts are cut from 7 years to four, then let's evaluate it. And if these guys play hard and these guys play well and they come together, why not bring them all back? You know, I'm not convinced that Ty Lawson's a starting point guard, but I know that Ray Felton is. And so I would consider keeping those guys, but let's have that conversation, you know, a couple months from now.
How would you grade the Nuggets in terms of what they ended up and how they handled it? Obviously, we like what we saw from the press conference with Masai and Josh Kroenke up there, really being candid for the first time that you just don't see that in sports very often.
Well, like I said, I'm a fan of these guys. I've gotten to know both Masai and Josh over the last few months. To their credit, I think they care what the fans have to say. You guys had Masai on your show when we were at that Nuggets party together a couple weeks ago. I mean, these are earnest guys. These are bright guys. They did a great job in the press conference. As far as a grade goes, they get an A with the caveat that they really didn't have a lot of options. I mean, you never get fair value for a superstar. And even though the Knicks somehow fell into this trap of bidding against themselves somewhat, you're still not getting fair value. And, you know, everyone keeps saying, well, maybe we'll be better without Carmelo. We'll be better without a disgruntled Carmelo, but we will not be better without a Carmelo who's buying in, like we saw a season or two ago. So let's not pretend like, you know, we're going to be infinitely better. But I think given the circumstances and the distractions that were ruining this season and ruining the experience for fans such as myself who pay for those tickets, sunny days are ahead of us.
Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com. If you are a Nuggets fan, if you're an NBA fan, it's a website, a blog. It's must read if you're a Denver Nuggets fan. Andrew, how many years away would you put the Nuggets at maybe getting back to challenging for Western Conference and NBA championship? Can you gauge that in any way?
Well, here's I hate to be a pessimist here. Here's the one problem with this trade. So we brought back four players who, you know, Gallinari specifically and Mozgov to a lesser extent still remain pretty unknown quantities. And, you know, if Gallinari turns into even a poor man's Dirk Nowitzki, you know, we could potentially get there. The problem is that the Nuggets did not put themselves in a position to land one of those high draft picks that you almost have to pick up a Durant or a Duncan or the type of guy that gets you to that level, or a Carmelo, frankly. And unfortunately, if you look back at 31 years of NBA history, only 8 franchises have won a championship, 7 of which, at the time that they won, had either the best player or the second-best player in the league on the team. And it's very difficult to win a championship with the type of roster that the Nuggets are putting together.
Well, with the scraps that you could kind of say they have right now, let's not forget that they are a team with a winning record right now and a team that does play well at home. We've seen on the court not as much minutes by these guys playing without Chauncey, playing without Carmelo, but there's guys who've put minutes out there and know how to, you know, this is a team that's had guys throughout the season, a different guy step up and score 30 here and there. Chances that they can, you know, reach the playoffs, get a 7, get a 6, and make a little bit of noise. Is it even possible?
Well, it's absolutely possible for them to make the playoffs, and it will actually be a disappointment if they don't. The problem is that the next 24 games, the schedule is really tough. And it's tough to play a schedule like this. You know, no one's talking about this. Not only do we have to play Boston Thursday and in Portland on Friday, we still have to play at Utah, at Oklahoma City, at L.A., at Miami, at Orlando, and at Atlanta. So it's a very difficult schedule, and that's a tough way to mesh these guys. Now, that said, I was watching the game last night, and I thought to myself, wow, we've got two starting five here, to your point, Hungus. You know, we've got this cast that knows how to play together that we saw last night, and we basically got 4/5 of the Knicks starting five throw Al Harrington in the mix, who played with two of those guys last year. We go 10 deep.
Andrew Feinstein, DenverStiffs.com. Andrew, the going-away party for Carmelo Anthony, Friday night, 7:30 at Jake's Food and Spirits. It's just going to be...
It's going to be burned in effigy. That's
no,
what I want to know.
No, it's 11. It's
no,
11.
We're here to celebrate. We're here to do two things simultaneously. We're here to celebrate the era that was Carmelo Anthony's era. We're here to wish Chauncey Billups a fond farewell. We're also here to watch the second game with the new-look Nuggets playing the Blazers. They're going to be playing at 8:30, and we're going to have the game on all nine screens. And this is going to be kind of a who's who of Nuggets-related media personalities. There's going to be a lot of people there. I don't want to commit to any names yet. I know you guys are going to be two of the celebrities we have on site, and it's going to be a really fun get-together among diehard Nuggets fans as well as those who really know the team well, the ones that cover the team. So we're going to have 50-cent wings. We're going to have $2.50 draft beers. And the game's going to be on every screen. It is going to be a great night. It's part of our Denver Stiffs, Stiffs Night Out series. So this is going to be a blast. Friday night at Jake's, and I can't wait to see you guys up there.
Hey, I can't wait.
Andrew, we appreciate it, as always, and we'll see you Friday.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
All right, guys. I hope tell Josh Kroenke congratulations. Great job on the trade, and I look forward to hearing his thoughts on season tickets.
Well, we will do exactly that. Thanks a bunch, Andrew.
All right, you guys. Take care.
With DenverStiffs.com.
And we'll see him Friday.